Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Something very serious we've raised today, child abuse. It's happening to a staggering number of Australian children. And our psychologist, also known as our personal trainer for the mind, Maris, you've got some advice for us on spotting the signs and how to deal with it when we do come across it.
Okay, so we're talking about the negative side of mind games today, the serious side, and we're talking about a sad thing that happens in our society that shouldn't happen, and we're talking a little bit about the dynamics of how some of this stuff happens and why. The first thing that people really often have trouble understanding about abuse is how it actually happens and how it occurs without people stepping in and stopping it. And the reality is that, and this is why it's part of the mind games, is that offenders in this area do a lot to create the conditions where they can actually perpetrate their offence and know quite seriously that they're going to be able to get away from it. So they find particularly vulnerable people. Now, it doesn't have to be male or female, but it's typically quite common for single mothers to be quite vulnerable and to need assistance, so that they prey on vulnerability. They gain trust and respect of the family. They find themselves in positions of trust and respect and power and proximity, so they create the conditions where they can be in the situation to be able to perpetrate. And they do that by grooming the family as well as the victim, and there's some quite complicated things that happen in that, but it's often got to do with just creating the environment where they can, you know, abuse and know that they can do that. Once that's occurred, then there's a lot of mind games that are played with relation to the power imbalance between the abuser and the abused. In just about all cases, children have almost no power over the abuse, and so therefore are kind of trapped by it, trapped by the fact that the perpetrator is a person of respect, and that's really, really complicated for kids to deal with, trapped by the fact that they have no power, and then also it's really, really common for them to be trapped by the secrecy of it and to actually believe that they've done something wrong, and that tends to prevent them from actually bringing it up and saying that there's something has happened. The important thing to remember about this is that because of the way that the secrecy is created, it's the perpetrator does a lot to create the conditions where what has happened will remain secret. And it can be very, very long-term in that people don't speak out at all. The important thing that people can do is to take it seriously when it is raised. When a child says that something has happened, or even when an adult says that something has happened, it's really, really important for a counsellor, for friends, for family, for anyone. Partners is an area where it quite commonly is brought up in later life, because I feel safe and comfortable with my partner enough to actually share the details. And children to parents often is a similar dynamic. It's really, really important that it's taken seriously, because it's quite scarring for a victim of child abuse or neglect to be told that it didn't happen. And one thing that's really, really sad is where people actually go to bat for the offender and actually believe the offender over the child. So it's really important that it's taken seriously if ever it's raised in family, friends, church, wherever it happens to be, regardless of the person. It's a sad reality, but we have to take it seriously. And there's some things you can do. You can report it to the police. For information nowadays, you can go to the internet, and I found the website for the Australian Children's Foundation. They have a website called Stop Child Abuse Now, www.stopchildabusenow.com.au, and there's a lot of information in there about the dynamics and how it occurs, where it occurs, why it occurs, and what you can do about it. So I encourage anyone to look at that website and stop child abuse now.